Hello everybody, welcome to part 3 of how to create a website the right way for beginners. And when we last left off in part 2, we had created this, what you see here. It's a web page in a web browser. We had all of those elements that we sliced up out of Fireworks placed into making a full complete site that has an auto-expanding body section to accommodate any amount of content that you have within the pages. You can see some highlightable HTML text here we left off with. Now I'm going to show you how to get it all set up smart in a style sheet to where if you have 50 pages on your website, you can change one line of code and change the whole style of the website up from one central file. You don't have to change all 50 files if you have 50 pages. Okay, so let's go into Dreamweaver. This is where we left off. I wanted to add to my body tag text, the default font, and I want to add background to not repeat. So I'm going to go to background, repeat, no repeat, semicolon. First let's add the IDs for this table. I'm going to add ID styling tag for this header table, then I'm going to do one for the body, and then the footer table. So first we have to make an ID name. So we put the pound sign and let's call this header. Open curly brace, go down a couple lines, close the curly brace. And that's the little nest that you're going to put all the styling in for this header. Check this out. Let's just grab all that styling right out of there. Control X. Remove that style attribute altogether. Put what you copied or cut right here in the header definitions. So you have background, file, the width, and the height. There's your header. Now you can do the same thing. Make two more of those. One for the body, one for the footer. Because you only have to change the styling in one place, not two. So, what we have here, footer, da da da. This has to say footer. And that was height of 16 pixels and not 195. This one, the body has no height, so it auto repeats. And I think that is it for this. Now we can get rid of these, this styling on this, and this styling here. Now if we were to look at the page in design view now, we would have lost all our cool graphics and everything. But all we have to do is go to table, ID is equal to header. And I'm using ID and not class because I'm not going to be reusing that header table anywhere. It's going to be the only one, so it has to be unique on the page. If I wanted to have multiple tables that look like that with that same header graphics in it, I would use class definitions instead of ID. Alright, so footer, body, this would be header. Let's grab ID right there, put it into the body right here. This has, so the body table here has an ID of body. This will help you visually stay separated too with it. You'll know which table is serving which purpose. Footer. You can use divs too. You just have to do a little more experimentation and research. Divs might be a better approach, but I'm using tables to show you how easy this is going to be. And you'll see in 1 second why I'm using a table. I won't have to float anything. Let's see. That should do it. Header, body, footer, all ready to go. These all have the ID name for that style. So let's go into design view and see what we have. Well, first we have to change the name of the file. This has to be body. Now let's design view. And there it is. Your site is the same way it was just a second ago. Let's press F12. See? It looks exactly the same way it did just a second ago, even though we took all that styling out of the actual table and we put it in external styling, it still looks exactly the same. Now what that means is we can take this styling, everything within this style tag, and put it in an external style sheet. But before I do that, I'm going to show you why I picked using tables. I'm going to highlight this body table, bring up my properties panel in Dreamweaver. You see where it says rows and columns? I'm going to give it 3 columns. So that means I just made a 3-column website with a click of a button. Let's make this column maybe 248. Let's make it good and skinny over there. Maybe 200. And then right here I can have dual columns. So I'll have a 3-column site. I can put content there, content here, content there. Menus, whatever. Now, if you were to try to attempt that with divs and floating them and everything, it takes a little more work. Now, that's why I opted with the tables. Now, you CSS guys know why. It makes my tutorial go a whole lot faster, and I don't have to train everyone on how to be a CSS Zen master like you. Okay? They can do that on their own time. Right now, I'm just trying to show everybody how to get a good, professional, powerful, validating, fast-loading website the easy way and not the hard way. Okay. Sorry if I sound brass, but you deserve it, because all you guys jump down my throats because I like to use tables. I'm going to use tables until the validation service tells me that they're not accepted anymore. So just hush hush with your CSS Zen crap div over table argument. I don't care. Nobody does. So let's look in. Let's put some font over here. We put some text over here. And now let's save it. Press Control S. Look at it in the browser, and you see we have our 3 columns set up and ready to go. And I'm going to show you how to really get it looking nice and the content on the pages to be nice. I'm going to show you almost my actual page. This is going to be a live website called Web Intersect, where people can go to find web professionals near them or abroad. So you're seeing an actual site being produced that's going to be running on the web. Maybe within a day or two, I'll even throw it up and be working on it live, real time. And it won't take me but a few days to build, because I'm doing the tutorials right along with it. Otherwise, I'd have it done in a few hours, or within a day the whole site would be built. Okay, now, last thing I want to do in the style before I take it out of here is we want to add, let's just go to Design View and do it through Dreamweaver. Go to Page Properties, go to the default font, and I'm going to make mine, what should I use? How about, I'm just going to use Arial Black Gadget Sans Serif. Apply. Let's go to size, default 12. Apply. Okay. And I can make different font size styles within my style sheet. Okay, so just so you understand the code, when we used Dreamweaver on the page properties to change the font and everything, you can see where it added that style definition here to the body TDTH. But you can set custom styles and classes, or custom IDs and classes for any page elements that you like, as long as you give them that ID. You see my tables have that ID, so they're going to adhere to all these style definitions within those, depending on what ID they carry. And this can also say class. To set up a class styling, you put dot my class, and that's it. You set everything up in there. And then this would say table, class, my class. But let's get this thing now into an external CSS file. Let's go to File, New, and we're going to go to CSS here in Dreamweaver. If you're in Notepad, you just save it as a .css extension type file. And you can leave that in there, that's fine. So here we're going to go into the page. We don't need the style tag, we just want the labels and the definitions. Control X, we can get rid of this style altogether, that style tag, and go into the new file, press Control V. Now we're going to save it. File, save as, in our root directory, in the style folder, right here. Just name it main. It's going to be main.css in the style folder. So you cannot refer to these images in the style folder. Refer to them directly because they're in the same folder. We just moved the whole style definitions to a new folder called style. And these images are already in that folder called style for our site. So we can't, if we try to refer to a folder called style from within the style folder, these images won't get found. So within the style sheet, make sure all your images, let's look at the, where are we? Here's where we're building the site. In the root folder, all we have is the index page, the home page. In the style folder, we have that style sheet now, along with our images, see? There's your images for the site, there's your style sheet. Now let's see if it works. Main.css, let's go to index. Let's go ahead and uncomment this link tag in the head section, and you'll see how it magically still brings in all of that stuff that we have styling the site. Let's press design. See? There you are in design view. Press F12. And there you go. You have successfully taken your site styling and put it into an external style sheet. Now anytime within any one of the 50 or 100 pages in your site, if you want to change any little thing in here, you just do it from one central file called main.css. That's the smart way to program any website. Okie dokie. So we'll continue on in part 4, where I'll show you how to make this site start to look a little more like a website. We'll get some actual text, images, or whatever into the page. We're going to validate it, and we're going to check it in all 4 major browsers. That's part 4. So stay tuned if you're interested. Bye-bye.